Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of American Criminal. In our latest season, the child of Italian immigrants sets out to achieve the American dream. And if he has to spill some blood along the way, so be it. Listen to American Criminal, Al Capone, wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get ad-free access to the entire season first, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of the Just Say It podcast. I'm your host, Justin Martindale, and have we got a fun-filled going into holiday season episode with you, with my guest today. You've seen him on the show Minx.
Yes.
Which was on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is on Stars.
Yes.
Actor, writer, the fabulous Oscar Montoya. How are you?
Justin!
Yes. So glad you're here. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Officially.
Officially, we are in the holiday season.
Yes, and I am excited because I was like, okay, not only do I know you from our hit viral Instagram show, West Hollywood.
Iconic.
Iconic.
I have been recognized on the street.
Really?
From West Hollywood, absolutely.
Wow.
And I said, oh.
Which, do you know how that show came to be?
Huh.
Okay, so upstairs, my neighbor.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Montgomery.
Love.
He was like, have you seen a show called 15? And it was on Nickelodeon, like, way back
in, like...
Canadian show. It was always... Yeah. Well, like, it was, like, Nickelodeon had, like, Canadian shows. Like, can't do that on television.
Right, with Alanis Morissette.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was, like, all these, like, weird Canada shows that went into Nickelodeon, which there's a documentary called Nickelodeon.
The Orange Years.
Okay. Yeah, and it talks about, like, how Canada TV came into America. And... there was a show called 15. I believe you can watch it on Amazon Prime. And he had, like, discovered it. He was like, the acting is so terrible. But I watched it. Like, Ryan Reynolds was in it as a kid.
What?
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, I think it was, like, his first acting gig ever.
Damn.
And, you know, it's these kids, and they're just, like, very Canadian AF. They're just, like, a boot and, like... What? I don't know. And just drama, soap opera in high school.
Yes.
And he was like, let's write something. And he wrote this show. And we just, like, filmed it in his apartment, like, during COVID.
It was so fun.
And
it got spinoffs. It got multiple seasons. It got an arc.
It did have a Halloween episode.
It did.
And I think a Christmas episode as well.
It did, yes.
I played Jason, who was the piece of shit boyfriend who was dumb as a brick.
Typecast.
And it was just So much fun.
Yeah, but that's how we met. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, he's the funniest person. I love him.
Oh, thanks. Same. It was
so funny.
It was just watch it if you can. I don't know where you can, but I think
Instagram.
Yeah. But yes, now you're on a show.
Yes.
Called Minx,
which
is about a 70s porn industry.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the first season.
Mm-hmm.
It was on HBO.
That's right.
And then it became Max.
Scrapped. Thank you, David Zaslav. Then it got scrapped. It got pushed aside. They were gonna take away our show for tax purposes. And we were like, well, and you know, they also told us we were getting scrapped while we were shooting the season finale.
Ew!
For season two.
Ew!
So we had a whole season done.
We did it.
We were like, okay, it's going well. HBO people love it, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, yeah, you know, your show's getting canceled and no one's going to see this season. So we worked so hard on
show.
It was a labor of love. We loved working on the show. And we were like, no one's going to get to see it. So can you imagine... you're shooting the last episode of that season. And they're like, maybe no one's going to see this show. So we were like, okay.
What is
this for? So we're just floating around, like, depressed as hell. But then luckily Stars came to our rescue and bought the show.
Yeah.
So now the first two seasons are on Stars now. And
it's so fun. And you just play this just gay 70s filth.
It's
queen.
I love it. I play Richie the photographer. And the show's about the first erotic magazine for women. It's sort of like a Playgirl magazine. And I play the photographer. And, you know, on the show, there's a lot of
Dong.
A lot of dong.
Yes.
A lot of dong. I don't know if this is a family show, but.
No, yes, it's clearly a family show. Just two gays in a basement. Yeah. Just talking about dong.
Just the way America wants us to be.
Gays in a basement.
But it's there's a lot of dong, some of it prosthetic, some of it real. There's way more real penises in the second season.
Oh, wow.
A lot more penis diversity in the second season.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does that work? Because I feel like there has to be some, like, do they talk to the actor about, like, do you want a prosthetic or do
yes.
you want to use your real dick? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. I think a lot of times, you know, the actors aren't like models who are not accustomed to being nude on camera. So they're like, yeah, let's put a prosthetic on, you know? Because it's like full frontal is heavily featured on the show.
Oh,
they ain't
yeah.
shy about it. They ain't shy about it, you know?
But I feel like if you're an actor and you're like, as someone who has been nude on stage, yes.
Wait, what?
I was in a play like way back in the day where I was naked on stage.
Tell me the deets.
It was in Venice. California, everyone.
Say less.
Yes. But I was like, as someone with a theater background, yes.
Wait.
Let's go.
Was it scary?
Yeah, but I wanted to do it because I
you
was
wanted
like,
to do it.
Yeah, I was like, I want to know what it's like. And then I realized when we like, and there was like me and like four other guys that were naked and we were playing like the models of Michelangelo.
Yes. Okay.
And it was like thrilling. It was very thrilling.
So you were naked on stage with three other dudes,
mm-hmm.
and
I was the inspiration for the, you know, God touching the cloud.
Yes!
God touching the cloud. Yeah. There was another
okay,
one
abs.
Who was the David. There was another one who was like, I remember what the other one was.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I just remember like we didn't get naked.
You
until,
were
like,
creation of man.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've been called worse.
The pink print. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Work. I was the like, I was like the prince of Rome at the time who was like, but yeah, and I just remember we all had our clothes on before previews, and then it was kind of like, all right, guys, let's strip them down. We were like, ah.
Wait, the whole show you were naked?
No, it was just one part.
Okay,
were you like
part.
Going to Michelangelo's studio and there's like this weird seduction and I'm getting a little drunk on wine.
Oh.
But the funny thing was is that like we had, I can't remember, I think it was like maybe a week or 2 week run, and I was like, this audience has remained the same. Because it was like all the same dudes.
They
like,
keep coming back, baby. Listen,
just
if the goods
it,
are there.
I know. But
you
my favorite thing was that my mom, I told my mom that I was on the show.
Stop.
And I didn't tell her.
No!
So I had to walk out and like take my clothes off on stage and the whole audience is silent because, you know, it's live theater.
Right.
It's awkward. You're seeing vulnerability, nude nakedness.
Yes.
And you just hear this woman from Texas in the background go, oh, my God.
You're like, that's my mom.
And I was like, well, what'd you think of the show, Mom? She's like, well, it's a lot bigger from what I remember. I was like,
mother.
Mom is a size queen. I know. It was so much fun. So they could say, yes, I either want to use my real dick or no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And For the most part, you see real dicks. The very first episode, there is a penis montage, which is all like all dicks of all shapes and sizes, and they're all real.
Oh.
I have a Polaroid,
yeah,
where I'm taking pictures of their penises because we use that later in the show.
Yes,
and they were like, "Okay, Oscar, you're gonna have to take these pictures of these guys," and I was like, "Ugh." Okay.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I was like, okay, that's going to be fine. But I didn't know, like, a Polaroid doesn't have a zoom feature. So I had to get up close and personal.
Oh, wow.
But then after like four, you're just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, dickmatized.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, oh, dicks are funny.
Yeah.
They're weird.
Looking.
They're weird.
I know.
They're weird.
Whenever
looking.
I hear like a female comic or something like talk about like dicks on stage, they're always just like, like Sean Polofsky, she's like, foreskin, it looks like a defeated puppet, you know?
Yeah.
But then when guys do it, they're just like, so I was banging this chick. And I'm like, okay, relax. We all know. It's like
what is that?
It's
like,
some,
what
like,
is
weird
that?
Soy rizo looking. Like,
soy rizo.
Soy rizo.
Okay, vegan.
Shout
it's
out
not
vegan.
Even the real deal.
Not even a real chorizo. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was chill. It was relaxing.
Did you stay in town?
I did stay in town. I stayed with a friend and his husband. Mm-hmm. And they cooked for me.
Ooh.
They cooked for me. I didn't have to do anything.
Work.
I felt like such a princess.
Like the whole like turkey and all
that? Yeah. Because typically it's like, you know, if you go to a Friendsgiving, you provide food. It's a potluck or something. You do something. And I don't know how to cook. I'm a terrible cook. I don't know how to do any. I'm a giant baby. I don't know how to do anything at all. How am I still alive? Jury's still out. I don't know. But they were like, don't worry about it. We took care of everything. And I think a lot of it is because my friend's husband is such a good cook that he's like, I'm not going to bring no mid dishes to this. It's going to be like my shit. I'm going to cook my shit.
Thanksgiving can be a little egotistical.
You know what
I mean? Where it's like, I brought scalloped potatoes.
Okay.
And we didn't have time.
Do you cook? Are you like a...
I cook, but like scalloped potatoes, it's just, it sounds complicated. And
it does.
I did Jeff Lewis Live this week.
Work.
And he was like, your scalloped potatoes were fantastic. And I was like, thank you so much. I went to Bristol Farms. And bought 4 packages of pre-made scalloped potatoes.
Shut up.
Scooped them out into a casserole dish. Put some dill, some paprika, and some Parmesan cheese. Baked it in the oven for like maybe 10, 12 minutes. It came out fucking crunchy. It came out creamy
Justin,
and good. Yeah.
Do you want the people to know?
I don't care. Thanksgiving's over. And I already got the compliment. And people ate it. Like, people ate it. People were going back for seconds. Like, Jeff was just like, this was the best potatoes. He was like, what did you put
in
it?
I just wanted a compliment from Jeff Lewis.
No, he's like, what was the secret ingredient? I was like, fentanyl. And like, yeah. And like, and they, like, people ate it. But it was so funny because, like, during the break, someone was like, I also brought potatoes. We're like, shut up. This isn't about you.
Oh, my God.
So funny. But yeah, but like, I can't do turkey. I've never done turkey.
Mm-mm.
And that's
a beast. Putting an animal in an oven and then just like hoping that it's edible. No.
But you know what I do love, which I kind of get off to is, I mean, it's, you know, your show's on Stars. is people deep frying turkeys and it like burns down the house. I just think it's the funniest thing ever. I know it's awful and it's like a real problem, but I mean, like they have like those like, Breaking Bad, like, meth cookers, and they've got a turkey, and then everything just catches on fire, and they're like, run! And then, like, the house is gone. I'm like, well, you did that. You decided to, like, make this. So, sucks.
The gay impulse to see other people suffer.
'Tis the season. Now, I am watching a show on Stars,
which
I got into. It's called Outlander.
Girl.
Have you seen it?
You and the whole planet, girl.
Are you watching it?
No, I'm not watching it. It's like the biggest show ever.
It's huge. And I was like, no, I don't have time for this epic Scottish romance. It is hot.
What was the thing that got you into it?
Peer pressure. Those Outlander folk.
It works.
Those Outlander folk were just like, how have you not watched Outlander?
It's like an army.
Oh, it is so good. Yeah. It is so beautiful to watch. My mom has seen like all 7 seasons. I'm actually getting her Stars for Christmas because she wants to watch the last 2 seasons are not on Netflix yet.
Oh, because so it's also on Netflix.
The first 5 seasons are on Netflix. Mm. And I'm like, have you watched Outlander, Mom? She's
there's
like,
there's more than 5 seasons?
And every episode, there's like 16 episodes, and they're all an hour long.
Damn.
It's insane.
And it's addictive, and it's good.
And it's addictive, and it's good.
Does it get steamy?
There is pregnancy fucking. There is like...
Pregnancy fuck. Those aren't 2 different things. It's the same.
What? I mean, there is
pregnancy
like
fucking?
Man on man. There is like... Yeah, there's a lot of like... I mean, it is like so much. To the point where I'm like, Mom, why are you... Like, Mom, I don't know if I want my mom watching this. She goes, well, I better be watching somebody have fun. And I'm like, amen, queen.
Listen, she saw your dick.
I know.
She can see.
What if I was the gateway? That would be weird. Because it was a period piece, and she's like,
She's like, I want to see more dick.
I know.
I want to see more classical dick.
Classical dick. you know, we need like druids, like Stonehenge time travel. It's great. Like some I say, watch that. It's so much
unfiltered
fun.
Primal bush.
Druid dong. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
That's my type.
Yeah, yeah. Druid dong.
Druid dong.
Just like a solstice slinger.
Oh, yeah. Happy holidays.
Equinox. Equinox. Vision.
Yeah. Ooh.
This episode of Just Saying is brought to you in part by Wild Grain. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. All of these items can be baked from frozen in 25 minutes or less with no thawing required. It is so amazing. I actually had a box delivered to me with like ciabatta bread and fresh pastas, cranberry walnut bread, and these delicious Belgian waffles. The Belgian waffles were my favorite. I'm not a big like waffle pancake person per se, but like these Belgian waffles were sweet, so yummy, and delicious, fluffy, and I didn't even need syrup because they were so sweet already. And the holidays are right around the corner, and having Wild Grain in your freezer can help with your holiday parties. If you're on the go, just throw in a ciabatta bread. In 25 minutes or less, you're going to have the best ciabatta bread to go with your brie, to go with your charcuterie, everything. It's all going to be fresh and delicious. The pastas are so good and flavorful. You are going to have a blast, and you're going to have no time at all cooking these, and you're going to have more time to get down with your family, with your game nights, anything. Football parties, you name it. Wild Grain has you covered. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box so you can get any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries you like. If you want a box of all bread, all pasta, or all pastries, you know what? You can have it. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants. I'm in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/justsaying to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/justsaying, J-U-S-T-S-A-Y-I-N. That's wildgrain.com/justsaying, or you can use promo code justsaying at the checkout.
Yes. Well, speaking of a vision, let's get into some stories. The biggest vision over the weekend. Mm. Not only was my favorite vision everyone off the roads for Thanksgiving, it took me like 10 minutes to get to Burbank. I was like, God,
it was
heaven.
Divine.
Vision.
That's why I love the holidays. That's the magic of the season. It's empty. It feels like post-apocalyptic.
It's so wonderful.
God, I love it.
And on the way here to the studio, I was like, and they're back.
Like, oh, fully.
No one knew how to drive anymore. People were just like,
people forget.
No signals, like just running through stop signs. People in the street screaming. I'm like,
where
we're back.
Am I? Yeah.
God. Well, this vision chaos over the weekend, the Thanksgiving, Macy's Thanksgiving parade was Cher.
Oh yes, baby.
Did you see Cher? Did you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving parade?
I did. I saw some of it. Yeah. I saw a feed, and it was like really bonkers, and I sort of gave up after a while. But yes, Cher.
I'm not a big Macy's Thanksgiving parade either, because it's always like, you know, I don't care like what Hoda thinks about Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Weird.
Yeah, she's just like, here we have Blue's Clues, and it's always like, you know, just someone lip syncing. But
also, there's so many floats based on like YouTube personalities.
Yes, I don't
which
get
I'm
it.
Like, oh, I'm officially too old to get into this. Like,
yeah.
Where's Snoopy?
Yeah.
Where's Sonic the Hedgehog? I don't need no like YouTube personality float. Like, what?
Yeah. And there's no like good flow. Like, they'll be like,
there's no
here's the Ninja Turtles, and now the cast of Broadway's Shucked. And you're like, what? You know what I mean?
Which, you get by Whiplash. The way, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah. But Alex fucking killed it on that Shucked. Alex Newell, who's on Shucked.
Yes, of
Tony.
Course.
Yes. So good.
Visionary.
Yeah. Well, Cher performed her new single, DJ Play a Christmas Song. And at one point, she appeared to continue to belt out lyrics even as the microphone wasn't near her mouth, sparking criticism online from some viewers that she may have been lip syncing. But her supporters defended her on social media, with one writing on X, every one of them lip syncs for the parade. Yes, we know. Why? Because it's cold. They have to do it at multiple stops. And It's Cher.
What do you call Cher stands? You know, Mariah Carey stands are lambs. What do you call Cher fans?
What are Cher fans? Snap out of it?
Believers?
Believers? Well, is that's that like too close to believers. What is a Cher stan called?
Snap out of it. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to be called the snap out of it?
The snap out of it. I don't know.
Get it to Cher.
Yeah, it's Cher.
Snap out of it.
Do we not know? How do we not know what Cher fans are called?
I don't know. The turn back timers? Burlesquers?
Cher crew.
No. I'd rather them be known as the Wagon Wheel Watusis.
There it is. The Wagon Wheel Watusis.
That's it. That's it. So Cher has come out with this Christmas album. Mm-hmm. And this is what I love that she said. This is what she said to Billboard magazine about her album.
Mm-hmm.
They're not Christmas songs, okay? They're just great songs. Whoa. And I never say that because I almost never like what I do. But I mean, people love it and I'm happy. So in particular, but I love the songs and everyone who hears them loves them. Like, it's just her
amazing.
Being like,
and then she walked off.
Just walked away. She's like, just fucking listen to them, all right? Cher. You're lucky you're getting anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what I'm here for. She's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
She's so good. She's so good.
I'm surprised that she's still making music. How old is this woman?
She's, I mean, I don't even think she has age.
No,
I think
yes,
she's
you're
eternal.
Right. She's outside of time.
I mean, and this is what I think is so funny, too, because Mariah Carey performed mm-hmm. at the Hollywood Bowl here.
Yeah.
And she did her whole, like, Christmas thing. And a friend of mine, last night we were at a game night, and she was talking to me about, like, the concert. And I saw her at Pride over the summer.
Yes.
And so I was like, did she do this? And she's like, oh, yeah, you know. She's just like, I have to sing this song because my agent wants me to. Like, just the realness and rawness. She's got, like, a glam squad that comes out and does her hair.
Her. She does not. That's part of her brand now.
Yeah.
And the great thing about Mariah Carey is she knows mm-hmm. she's like this. And she plays into it.
And it's hilarious.
We love a self-aware queen.
It's hilarious. And she'll have her, like, her kids come out and dance. And she's like, all right.
I don't care. Sure.
She'll look at someone's shirt and be like, oh, my God. Your shirt says, why are you so obsessed with me? Hit it. Why are you so obsessed with me? Like, it's just flawless. It's the easiest hour ever. She has people lifting her up. Like, oh.
Great. She truly does not activate until, like, this time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Christmas time is her time. And that's it. She gets paid so much money mm-hmm. to have one song.
But one song. And I talk about it too on stage where, you know, as soon as Halloween ends, like that, like hand comes around the curtain, you hear those bells and it's like, ah, it's the scariest sound. You will never hear.
Now I need it. You know how like every horror movie trailer
yes.
has a slowed down version of a pop song?
Yes.
I want to hear the slow.
Like a Jordan Peele, like.
Yes.
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
And it's called Mariah.
Mariah, yeah. And she has cloven hooves, elk horns, Mariah Krampus, like just straight up like. Yeah. Just, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. It's camp, drag, give it to
you. You listening, Jordan Peele?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You like, it just shows like a woman coming back from the stores, putting her bags in the car, closing the door, and she looks in the rearview mirror. Mariah. Just snaps her neck. Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. I mean, my God. I don't know how I sleep
look
at night
at
either.
This. Idea machine.
I mean, here's another icon who had a moment over the weekend. Mm. Dolly Parton. She wore a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader uniform as she performs her hits during Thanksgiving game halftime. Look at her. Like,
people were pissed.
They were?
People were pissed.
Why?
She's old.
Oh,
she needs to act her age.
She, you know
conservatives
what?
Conservatives were mad. It's well, like, baby, this
I'm
is
sorry,
why we can't
Lauren
have nice
Boebert
things.
Was jerking off some dude in Beetlejuice in Colorado. I'd rather Dolly get up there and sing Jolene in a Dallas Cowboy outfit.
What I'm saying is, why can't we have both?
Fair. I mean, you're right.
Why can't we have both? She looks so good. Like, what is... She's someone also, like, out of time as well.
Yeah. Like full body suit. It's giving Toxic from Britney Spears.
That part.
But also Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
That
Dallas
part.
Cowgirl. I love it. It is drag.
It's drag.
It's totally drag.
Dolly Parton is a drag queen.
Dolly Parton is a drag queen.
She's a prototype. Knows.
You know what's even weird, too, is that they have the billboards of her new album, Rockstar, which just came out. Have you
Why
seen it?
Why are these people making new? How do they? It is a struggle for me to get anything done.
Oh, I had a banana this morning, and that's it.
Like, you listening, Deadline? Yeah. Justin had a banana this morning.
Had a banana.
Like, that's hard.
Yeah.
These bitches
are out here
making... If Taylor
Swift can fart and make the news, Justin can eat a banana in the morning and make the news, you know?
That's the world I want to live in. Truly. But they're making albums now. No.
But here's what's so kind of amazing about it. Because the billboards on Sunset of Dolly Parton, she's like in the car. It's like very leopard in chains. Mm-hmm. It's giving Angelina...
Maybe that was a reference.
I hope to God it was, because it's like, if Dolly's like the new Angelina billboard, I'm here for it.
Oh my God.
So good. So
Is
good.
Is Angelina still alive?
Yeah.
Still?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I pumped her gas once.
You did?
Yeah. Pumped her gas once with her like little pink Corvette.
Yeah.
And she's like, can you help me pump the gas? And I was like, oh my God, what a moment. Like, it's like, you know, it's iconic.
Listen, it's huge.
So I pumped her gas and... She just sat there and she's like, with her fan.
Yes,
over
with her
face.
Fan,
and she's
absolutely.
Like, you're really handsome. And I was like, thank you so much. Like, gosh. You're a legend, like, whatever. And then she's like, do you want to buy a t-shirt? And I was like, oh, no.
That's how she got you. That's how she got you. She gave you a compliment. Now you have, like, what, six shirts?
And I said, no.
You said no to Angelina?
Someone has to.
Oh, my. You might have been the very first person in history.
I was like, I'm good. Thank you. I don't need. This was before Venmo or PayPal.
I'm surprised she didn't drop dead instantly.
Wow. Oh, just got a notification. She's dead. No. But let's
Her
talk.
Dying words were, fuck you, Justin Martindale.
Deadline reports. God, that would be the worst. The worst. But let's get into some black elegance, shall we? Beyonce's Renaissance film premiere.
Yes.
Did you see the pictures?
I have not seen the pictures.
Oh, well, we're going to look at some right now. Destiny's Child reunited at Beyonce's Renaissance film premiere. The movie comes out December 1st. She is kind of following in the lines of, like, you know, filming these concerts and releasing them on the big screen.
I'm sorry.
Blah, blah, blah.
LaToya Tuckett? Was that her up there?
Oh, LaToya, LaTavia, Kelly, and Michelle. They all were. All of them.
Wait, I thought they had beef.
Not anymore, because it's a new renaissance. Forgiveness and
everything. Are you serious?
I swear. Look, go back up. Let's see the, look. Okay, so Kelly Rowland, Michelle Williams, LaTavia Robertson, and LaToya Luckett posed for photos. Yeah. Destiny's Child had lineup changes during its six-year run. Yep. So
where's Farrah?
I don't think Farrah was there. I don't know. I don't think she was. I think Farrah was the one that they had beef with.
Yeah, they had beef with Farrah.
So she did not do a red carpet. She did a chrome carpet.
Of course.
I mean, my God. And here she is. This is Beyonce.
Wow.
Take a minute.
Wow.
Because everyone online lost their shit in more ways than one.
What the f- How do you lose your shit in more ways than one?
I don't know. How would you lose your shit?
Like, literally?
Everyone thought this was Kim Kardashian.
Like, where's my shit?
Where's my shit? It's right here. I lost it. Everyone looked at this and was like, this is Kylie Jenner.
Okay, I will say, first thought, where did melanin go?
That's what people were saying, too. They're
you
like,
know
she's
what I mean?
Bleaching her skin. But I also think she's wearing a very, very platinum wig.
Yes.
And with the chrome and flash.
I've never seen her with this hair color before.
It's weird, right?
Whoa, it's very bizarre.
It's kind of strange, but I'm also like, Beyonce, no, you're turning into a skim. You know what I mean? Like, don't do it. You're Beyonce. God, they're getting you, girl. You're going into the sunken place.
She is giving School of the Kardashians vibe right now.
It's giving you Hulu promo.
It is.
Kardashian season 85. I know. I know.
What's going on?
I don't know, but she looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
She looks incredible, and I'm so proud of her because this is the movie I'm going to see. I'm not a Swiftie.
I'm not a Swiftie either. Yes.
God.
There we go.
Taste. This is what I want. I didn't see the concert when she came here because concerts kind of freak me out.
Same.
Yeah.
Wait, what about concerts freak you out?
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. There could be so many elements.
You never know what song they're going to perform.
if there's a knife attack or trampling or
you know what? Very fair.
Pepper spray
or
some drunk belligerent person
or
demonic possession.
True. The last concert I went to was at the Greek. I saw Tora y Moi, who's one of my favorite musicians of all time. You know, it's like a sort of alt crowd, you know? And behind me were like five finance bros who I'm just like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
They were on shrooms. Which I was like, okay, fair,
sure,
chills you out. But they were so aggressive and making fun of everyone
Why
at the concert.
There?
And I was just like, they were like right behind me too, making fun of everybody, being like, is that a guy or a girl? And I was just like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Oh, I'll tell you what they're doing. They're showing everyone that they're straight, but then they're going home and jerking each other off.
I believe it. And in my mind, that's canon.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And the last concert I went to was Jessie Ware.
Oh, my God, yes. Were you there? No, I wanted to go.
Every gay was there. I was like, oh, you. Hey. Yeah. But that was fun. I'm like, I feel safe.
Yes, it was disco.
It was great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I couldn't do.
It's hard. Well, these are events.
I didn't
want to
fuck
concerts.
Up the on-mute challenge because I'd be like, yay! And then, and then I get like, yeah.
Canceled.
I can't be. Yeah. Don't tell me to be quiet.
Don't tell me to be quiet.
But look at this. Here we have. Farrah was. Wait. No, Farrah. Six women performed at Destiny's Child. No, they were not. I don't think they were there. But the original
Girls'
Time. So, yes, here we have Kelly Rowland giving you Madonna Vogue bra.
This is hot. She understood the assignment.
God, they all do.
Yeah.
Looks so good.
The length of it is odd, but I'm sort of living for it. Actually.
I am too. I like it. It's aluminum. It's just like.
Who is your favorite member of Destiny's Child?
I mean, I have to say Beyonce, right? I don't know.
I would say like,
here's the thing. I love all three of them together. Mm-hmm. I liked Bills. I liked all that.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite parts of any Destiny's Child song is Survivor. Are you going to say the same thing?
Are we going to say the same thing?
When Michelle's on the raft, she's like, after all of the darkness and sadness, soon come happiness. If I surround myself with positive things. Like, what are you yelling at? Like,
well, you know, they told her to shut up until that moment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She has very few things to say.
She does. And then,
but
like,
when she says them.
Yeah, when she's stranded
we
in
listen.
A raft,
we
she
listen.
Will let us know.
She had to scream over the thunderstorms that were going on.
She did.
Come on now.
Definitely would not, like, obtain to the rules of the on-mute challenge, for sure. But who else do we have from this magical, mystical premiere? I mean,
there it is, LaToya.
I mean, giving you Janet.
Wow, she looks good.
What's that? Gonna make
your body wet.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes. Yes, mm-hmm. I love that.
She looks good. Okay. Interesting.
I don't know if I like it or not.
Be careful, Lil' Kim. If Lil' Kim was there, she'd be wonk wonk.
Yeah, Diana Ross would have.
This is
giving like weird, like pirate map. Right?
It's giving compass. It's giving legend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Survivor map. Get Michelle out of the ocean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michelle. She wins. Best dressed.
Michelle.
Best dressed.
Michelle.
She said, I'm going to make them remember my name.
She sure did.
Oh, my God.
Everyone always says, poor Michelle. And she's like, no.
You know why I love this?
Why?
Because when she was on Destiny's Child, they covered the shit out of her body. Like, they were always showing Kelly's arms. They were always showing Beyonce's legs. And Michelle was wearing a turtleneck the entire time.
Fair.
Now she's showing her arms. She's showing her legs. She said,
looks
House of Darion, shut the fuck up.
She's literally stepping on some Diana Ross wig. Like, it is just, I mean, it's.
That girl, that is Diana
that
Ross.
That is Diana Ross. She's just trampling poor Diana Ross. But my God, everyone, you know, the big joke was like, oh, poor Michelle. Mm. Now this is like, poor who?
Yeah, seriously.
Poor who?
No, say yay, Michelle. They want she wants people to know her name.
Yes, this looks. I mean,
this bravo. best dressed right here.
So
best
good. I'm really excited to see this film.
Do you remember that clip where they're all being interviewed backstage and they are high
and they're talking about whales?
Whales,
yeah.
Iconic.
I think I will be a whale. Beyonce, stop it. No. I think, and she's like chewing gum.
Yeah.
I think I would be a whale. Cause,
yeah, I just.
What? I mean, stone.
It's like, my gender expression is pop celebrities chewing gum.
Yeah.
Remember when Britney Spears was talking about,
I like Pepsi. I mean, I'm already answering the questions before you even finish. Oh yeah, I remember too. I like Pepsi. What kind of Pepsi? What kind of Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Oh! Celebrities chewing gum. How is that not like a thing?
Come on.
And then we have, I mean, these are just some other looks.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. I mean, but everyone's doing that like money? Flat mid part yes. Kardashian They're, look.
Yeah, I know. What is it? What's the chokehold here?
Kris Jenner is the chokehold.
The world's manager.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's just gotten to this point where I'm like, okay. Chanel. Chanel Monáe in this God. Like Betty Boop polka dot nightmare fun.
This is drag.
Oh, that's great.
This is drag.
That's great.
Oh my gosh.
That's fantastic.
She is literally a Lemony Snicket character.
Yes. Yes. Like Helena Bonham Carter.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
would
exactly.
be like, yes, I'm going to wear this out. This is day apparel. She's like, I thought the theme was Tim Burton.
Like, fully went to the wrong.
I think she looks great, though. I
she
love
looks
that.
So good.
Who else do we have? Oh, Lupita.
Lupita. Simple.
Simple.
Elegant.
Just a sequin blazer, and that's it.
She's a model.
Yeah. Stunning. I mean, if you were invited to this, you are in.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are in. You were in the Bayhive.
Fuck
you
the
were
Met Gala. Like, this is where you needed to go.
Oh, I talked my about God. This earlier, that my friend's daughter Niecy and her wife.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Come again?
I don't like it.
Excuse
it's,
your mouth?
It's, yeah.
What? Explain.
Chrome carpet. This is not that. This is like, we just got home. Like
from where?
This is like, it could be a game. like a sport game. Right? We just got back from Craig's. We had food. We went to like Buca di Beppo and we had lasagna.
Justin, maybe they did.
Okay.
Maybe they did.
You go home, said, you change have, before the Renaissance.
Do we have enough time to go to that Renaissance thing?
Yes.
Yeah,
you go
okay,
home. Like, I'm
go.
Sorry. How embarrassed are they? Look at Niecy's shoes. No. Thank you. It's an ash for
it's,
me.
It's giving ready to wear. It's giving, okay.
This is just ready to wear. Like, no.
It's giving ready to wear.
People are showing up in disco couture.
That's true. She's a bit underdressed.
It's very underdressed. They look great.
They do look great.
This is not it.
Okay, fair. I see it. I see it.
They look great. They look happy. But I'm like, girl, if I was in that next to like.
She want to be comfortable, though.
No. Not
it's
for Beyonce.
Movie. You have to sit down the entire time.
She's been to an award season.
True. Very true.
She knows
true,
how to sit down
true.
For hours.
Very true.
All right. Well, going
fair,
from that,
fair,
I can't
fair.
Wait to see it. We're going to go into another runway. Have
I
you
saw
seen
this literal morning?
You
I
did?
This. I literally saw this exact clip this morning.
Got him.
The
well,
algorithm
glad.
Takes care of
the
me.
The algorithm takes care of you. This is fantastic. This is a fashion funeral, which is how I want to go. This model does a full runway walk to honor her dead friend.
I'm sorry. Whoa, let's not gloss over fashion funeral.
Fashion funeral.
Is it a funeral first that turned
is
into
it?
A fashion?
I don't know.
What came first, the funeral or the fashion?
It's a question as old as time. I don't know. So I just love how this article.
It's a designer. Okay. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. While death is almost always a time for grieving, sometimes it can be a time for celebration. Or even
and clothes.
Or even strutting your stuff on a runway, as one model in New Jersey has now shown. Designer Vernest Moore died on October 22nd, and friends and family gathered in Newark for a red carpet viewing.
Oh my
the
gosh.
Event came complete with a red carpet leading all the way to Vernest's open casket. Moore's friend and model, Erica Carrington.
Yes! Yes!
certainly wanted to leave a lasting impression with Vernes giving it all on the carpet by posing, stopping for pics, and working the runway. Mm. Yes, this funeral is not only going to slay, but everyone is going to be dead from the looks.
Vernes not only got slain,
yeah,
but this funeral is slaying.
So no. Seriously, I mean, this is definitely some sort. It has to be. Here's my prediction.
Not a cover.
This like has of a to magazine. Be some sort of ballroom funeral. Has
That's
to
what
be.
It feels like.
It has to be ballroom. It has Wait, to be the ballroom wanna, community.
Okay, what is? I want to know what kind of clothes Vernes makes.
Couture. Like the Newark Museum
like
of Art.
Kind? Like, what is it? Is it like patterns? Is it like silhouette? Like, what is it giving? What is Vernes' trademark look?
Good question. Do we have that answer?
Is this a Vernes look? Is it just like a showcase of his clothes?
Final look.
Final.
I mean, yeah, it really was. But I mean, I think that's probably what it was. That was probably Vernes' like...
I mean,
like,
but
like
I
his
will
last gown.
You saw the video, yeah?
Can we watch the video?
Because the video.
Did you watch the video?
You absolutely, saw okay. I saw the video. And at first, I was like, okay, fashion show. And then when it pans over to the body, I'm like,
oh,
the
we
what?
All were gagged. Like, I honestly thought it was like Kenya Moore.
Exactly.
Like,
yes.
like at BravoCon or exactly. something. I was just like, what is happening? And then it was like,
what the? Okay.
It's
yes.
giving.
Like,
Tamisha Iman.
Tamisha.
I mean.
Where was she? She was here. She was here. Okay, yes. There's a photographer taking the picture
yes,
of the model.
You're like, okay.
You're like, okay, great. Uh-huh. Very Cheesecake I mean, you, Factory background.
You could play Alien Superstar in the back of this.
That part. And, I mean, yeah. this is the chrome look.
This is the chrome
she
look.
She could have gone to the Renaissance.
Yes, she
concert.
Did this before the Renaissance premiere.
Maybe Beyonce got inspired.
Come to the front of the runway, darling.
Yes, very ballroom.
Oh. Vernes? I mean, category is giving death.
And then
corpse.
She poses.
right rigor mortis, casket. Honey.
I love that there's a velvet rope. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can't get in here. You're
Mama.
Not dead yet.
Category is 6 feet under.
The most exclusive club. Death.
It comes for everyone.
Oh my God.
If RuPaul's Drag Race does not have that as a category, or when Porkchop passes away, or Ru, who knows? I know. If those girls aren't coming in, like.
Oh my God, they have to.
Have to.
They have to.
Oh my God, that was so good. Okay, so here's Vernes. Let's see.
Okay. Okay. Giving gowns. Giving gowns, beautiful
I mean, it's
gowns.
Pageant, ballroom.
Very pageant. Yeah. Very pageant.
Vernes, you will never be forgotten.
Wait a second.
Oh.
This is hot.
That's like Iman.
Oh, okay. This is giving drag.
Yeah. You know what? I don't even know the guy, and I will never forget him.
Right?
That is epic.
Damn, this harkens back to, like, the painter era. You know, like, Leonardo da Vinci and all those people who became popular after they died.
As a nude model from that era, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You didn't get your flowers while you were still alive, you know?
I got scurvy and died of the plague, you know? I didn't get my flowers, but my legend lives on in those walls. Eternally.
Spin off play. Mm. Mm.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen. This is a hard time for a lot of people, and I'm talking about the holidays, the travel, the fatigue, the family, the kids, the stress, the shopping, the chaos in generally. Day-to-day can be exhausting, and sometimes you just need to talk to somebody to let those feelings out. And BetterHelp is a great way to connect with an online therapist who will listen to you, give advice, give you suggestions to break away from holiday fatigue. Also, a lot of people don't really have a lot of people to talk to or go home to during the holidays, and BetterHelp is a great way to liven up your day, get you in the holiday spirit, and actually talk to a one-on-one therapist. If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp has got you covered. It's designed to be convenient,
flexible, suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime you feel for no additional charge. So make your brain and the holidays your friend with BetterHelp. Go to betterhelp.com/sayin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sayin, S-A-Y-I-N, to get 10% off your first month. Your brain will thank you.
On Valentine's Day 1929, a group of gangsters was massacred in a cold Chicago garage. The crime shook the country, and even though investigators had only just started looking for answers, everyone was sure they already knew who was behind the crime. Al Capone. Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of the new true crime history podcast, American Criminal. We take you inside the minds of some of our most notorious felons and outlaws, exploring the dark side to the American dream. In our latest season, a child of Italian immigrants sets out to make good on the promises of that dream. But Al Capone's path to success doesn't take him down the straight and narrow. Instead, he transforms himself from a smarter-than-your-average thug into the most infamous criminal America has ever known. Listen to American Criminal Al Capone wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get early ad-free access to the entire season first, plus hundreds of other ad-free history podcast episodes, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
All right, next up, we have...
No.
I know. A sad day for all of us. One of my favorite things ever from the late 90s was the Latin pop explosion. Because it came out of nowhere.
Truly.
And I lived for
it. Who parted the Red Sea?
Good question. It was Ricky Martin.
It was Ricky Martin, right?
Playing La Copa de la Vida.
That's right. Okay, bilingual.
And Madonna presented him his Grammy.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And everyone was like, he's hot. Is he gay?
Yeah.
And
stay tuned.
So, I mean, and then I remember Living La Vida Loca came out, and we all were just like,
we all paid attention, yes. And then J-Lo came out.
J-Lo was like,
okay, you're next.
And then Shakira.
Enrique.
Hold on.
Mark Anthony.
Tell me, baby girl, because I need to know.
And then Christina Aguilera was like, oh, I'm Latin too, by the way. Oh, me too.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Me too.
Yeah. But yeah, what a moment.
It was huge.
So good. I mean, clearly a trailblazer for like Bad Bunny.
Wait a second. Blah, blah, blah. What about Lou Bega?
No, not Mambo number 5.
But that was part of it.
Not on this podcast.
I mean, Lou Bega.
We're not doing a little bit of Monica in my life. No. A little bit of Erica? No.
But what about Sandra? Jessica? What about Sandra? That's all I need.
Sandra's on my mind.
Okay. Good. Lou Bega isn't even Latin, by the way.
He's not?
He's German.
The lie. Lia Bega. Oh, he's German?
Yeah.
Lou Bega?
Lou Bega.
Where is he now?
Germany.
In a box. All those girls. Remember me, Lou?
That's what I want to see. The runway show.
Sandra Jessica.
Mambo number five
at his funeral.
Oh, God.
God, one can only wish. Well, Enrique over the weekend has announced he is retiring from music after a 30-year-old career.
Yeah.
I'm so sad. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not trash. Enrique was a big part of my life.
Uh-huh.
He is a big part of my stand-up.
I'm nervous about what you're going to say.
Nothing bad. But he is on tour right now with Ricky Martin.
That's
and
right.
Pitbull.
That's right.
Which
what's it called? Trinity Tour or something like that?
Just call it Dos Hotties. Like, we don't need Pitbull. Like, no one like, okay. No, you know what?
Pitbull. You don't think Pitbull's a hottie?
Do you?
No.
Thank you. No, if I hear Dolly one more time, I'm going to, like, roll out of my own car driving. Just, I hate it. Dolly. Pick up truck.
No.
What?
I'm not living in Mr. Worldwide's world.
No, I don't get it.
No,
I don't get it either. But Enrique,
let me be
a hero. The whispers.
I just want to be with you. Remember Jennifer Love Hewitt in that video?
They dated? I think they did. I think Enrique Iglesias and Jennifer Love Hewitt dated.
Can we fact check this?
Yes. I think they did.
This is a factual podcast.
I think it is. I think they dated like back in the 90s. I could have sworn
they
it.
They all dated each
2001. Yep. Whoa. Is this a pop culture podcast or what?
Exactly.
I know, but he's like, okay, so he's on this tour.
Yeah.
And people are now recording him. Yeah. And like, he's not.
He's not giving.
He's not giving. And a lot of people are like, oh, no. Uh-oh. And I'm like, well, like, you know, everyone gets older and they can't
sing. Yeah. The thing is, listen, he's Julio Iglesias' son.
Yeah.
Right?
Legend.
Nepo baby. Right? Did he ever sing? I don't, like, remember him, like, being a songbird. You know what I mean? He had nice beats. Be With You is the jam for me.
That's yours?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. What was yours?
Just Want to Be With You.
Just Want to Be With You.
Yes.
Wait, didn't he like have a song with Whitney Houston? May I Have This Dance?
Yes, it was the, it was a dance number.
Yeah, right?
What was it? Oh, shit.
Want to Have This Dance Forever.
Want to Have This Dance Forever. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a song together. Right.
Can I have this dance forever?
Yeah, Whitney Houston was trying to get. This is the moment where everyone tried to be Latin.
Christina and Ricky.
That's right.
No One Wants to Be Lonely. Right.
Rob Thomas, Carlos Santana.
Yes. Smooth. Every time I hear that,
they all tried it.
Everyone dabbled. They all, and it wasn't for Enrique. How do you say Nepo Baby in Spanish?
Nepo Baby.
Oh. How about that?
Yeah. Simple. Okay, simple.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. But if it wasn't for Enrique, you know.
Didn't he confess that he had a small penis? And I'm not size shaming at all.
No.
But he,
I mean, I think he took the picture. I don't know. Does he?
What if I show, I was like, oh yeah, here it is.
I would be like first in line. Like if Ricky Martin was like, can someone check? I'd be like.
Wait, let me ask you this. Because right now I'm dealing with, I just saw the movie, this is a sidebar, I just saw the movie Platoon, and I saw,
like, the first one?
Yes, the only one maybe?
The only one?
The only one?
Yeah.
I saw the movie Platoon, and I was like, wait a second, is Willem Dafoe sexy?
Oh.
And right now I'm battling, like, it's been on my mind for weeks.
He's weird hot.
Okay, do you think he's hot?
No. But I feel like younger Willem Dafoe, not like Green Goblin Willem Dafoe, but like, you know.
Younger than Green Goblin.
Yeah.
You would smash Willem Dafoe.
If I was on a platoon, yes. If there's Agent Orange coming for me, yes.
But then you'd sleep with anybody.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
Agent Orange is
coming. We all had a pass.
So I posted this on my Instagram and people are like, the first thing that people respond, oh, do you know he has a big dick? He has a big dick. And have you seen that video of Willem Dafoe's dick?
No.
There's a video of him like dancing around naked, doing some play like you.
What if it was me? You're Googling Willem Dafoe's dick.
Yeah.
That's your Monday.
I have it.
Yeah.
It's somewhere here.
Mm-hmm.
That's my Monday.
But what did you think? Did Enrique say his was small?
He said it in some Twitter post or something. He like alleged to it, which honestly, like, big ups to Enrique being like, listen, it's not big, but I know how to work it.
I mean, he's keeping Anna Kournikova around.
They're still together.
Are they? Are they though? I think they are. I think they are. I think they've like.
We'll like, just believe that they are. Yeah. I haven't heard any rumors of them breaking up, but I also haven't heard much about Enrique at all.
No, I changed my song, by the way. It is, oh God, I forgot it. I just had it and it just went away. Rhythm Divine.
All I need is a Rhythm Divine. That song is hot. Okay. He did have some jams.
Some bangers.
Okay.
I know. We love you, Enrique. Te amo.
I know.
Forever. I know. I'm really sad. You're like,
That's okay. He'll be fine. The amount of money he makes. Just making those songs. He also had a song with Pitbull that was big.
No. I'm changing my song again.
What?
Changing it again.
But Rhythm Divine was so good.
It was, but this one's even better.
Okay.
Bailamos.
That was it.
I know.
That was the gateway song.
Oh
my God.
So hot.
Enrique.
I know.
We will miss you.
We'll always have Enrique right here.
Mi corazón. All right. Billie Eilish opens up about feeling attracted to women, but intimidated by their beauty and presence.
Okay. This is not news. We kind of knew this.
Right?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Billie? At this point, it's like, are people still straight?
I know. Who's straight anymore?
Who is straight? Like, if who claims that still?
I know. Like, if someone was like, I'm straight, I'd be like, oh, you were so brave. You know what I mean? Like, I love you in your truth.
It just felt so, it feels insane.
I feel like all the younger generations are just very like.
The little ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're all
but
just,
even like people our age too are like waking up and being like, okay, I don't have to fit this like binary. Okay.
Oh, I know. I'm watching Selling Sunset. Chrishell and like G Flip are like totally like.
Right.
Married now. I'm like, what?
We love to see it. Yeah. We love people expressing their truth and like realizing. So for me, it's like, oh, I'm only attracted to this one thing. I'm like, are you?
I am, though.
Strictly gay.
Yeah.
Strictly dickly.
Yeah.
Great. You're not boring.
I did it, though, in school.
Exactly.
I did it. So I was like, and then I was like, yeah, I could be friends with you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it's not for me.
Yeah.
My
that's
boyfriend?
Fair.
No one. He's a platinum.
No.
Platinum gay.
Platinum.
Platinum.
As in
Beyonce's
cesarean.
Wig. Cesarean. Never touched one.
Never seen one.
Seen one.
Whoa.
Just a pure virginal.
I likes what I likes.
Yeah.
Wow. Just a virginal.
Just
virginal.
A,
really?
A gay dove.
So a dove.
A dove. Just a white bird.
Okay.
I'm dating a white bird. So yes, good for her. I'm glad she's so the holidays are upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about this. Have you heard about this story?
Mm-mm.
Christmas parties are back, COVID is over, and this raucous Taco Bell Christmas party sent everyone over the edge online.
Wait a second. What?
When you hear Taco Bell.
Was this a Christmas party at a Taco Bell or was it a Taco Bell?
Taco Bell Christmas party. So
wait,
employees.
But okay.
Corporate employees. And you would think that it would include like a queso fountain, some hot sauce shaped pillows. Oh no.
Okay, how do you know my dreams?
It included three-way sex romps and vomiting in a guacamole bowl.
Wait, I need to know more about
a
this.
Christmas party at a Los Angeles area Taco Bell descended into alcohol-fueled debauchery that included staffers at the fast food restaurant having three-way sex romps in full view of others,
as well as
intoxicated revelers vomiting into a bowl of guacamole, according to a lawsuit.
Who sued? What?
Yes.
Who's getting sued?
Alana Beshiom, I think that's right, or
sure.
Beachum,
I don't know,
filed a suit against Taco Bell and a Colorado-based franchise owner earlier this week, alleging that she was forced to quit her job as a cashier at the fast food restaurant after she reported the incident to human resources. The lawsuit does not specify how much she's seeking in damages. She alleged in the complaint that she, her sister, and her sister's significant other
That's a little awkward.
Attended a Christmas party at a Taco Bell location where she worked in San Pedro, California of last year. She was invited to the party by her supervisor, Lydia Ruiz, who is named in the complaint file on Wednesday. According to the complaint, Beachum and other staffers were encouraged to bring food in a potluck-style buffet to the restaurant.
Why?
I mean, it's Taco Bell. Why do you need to bring food?
Why?
It's there.
That's confusing to me. That's the article.
So.
That's the article. Three-way sex, throwing up in a guacamole. That just happens when you eat Taco Bell.
Exactly.
Bringing...
And sometimes it doesn't come out of your mouth.
Then it wouldn't be vomiting, would it?
It's diarrhea. This woman prepared a bowl of guacamole. She arrived at the party and, quote, discovered.
That feels redundant to
that
me.
Ruiz covered the windows of the restaurant with wrapping paper and also covered the cameras for the lobby inside the restaurant. The complaint accuses Ruiz of providing alcohol to the staffers, several of whom were overserved, it was alleged. At around midnight, Beachum, who had been socializing outside the restaurant for a short while, walks back into the restaurant and witnessed a coworker having sex with his wife in front of everyone at the party. Ugh, Taco Bell. When you're here, your family.
That's it.
That's the Olive Garden, Taco Bell.
Combination.
Crossover.
Absolutely.
The coworker's wife was bent over and kissing both Ruiz and another coworker. The coworker was given the pseudonym Adriana.
That's now, this weird. This is some budget Eyes Wide Shut bullshit going on.
Oh
here.
My God. Taco Bell Eyes Wide Shut? Remove your tostada.
That's what they were going for.
Yes.
I think they just saw Eyes Wide Shut and they were like, we can do this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring guacamole.
You're lucky this was a three-way, not a seven-layer three-way. You know what I mean?
It was about to be. I think they stopped it.
So Beecham was shocked, disgusted, and outraged by what she saw and ran inside. When she went back inside the restaurant to retrieve her guacamole bowl.
What?
She saw Ruiz and Adriana throwing up.
While fucking? Wait, this is getting a little out of hand.
Yeah.
This is some bacchanal ancient Roman shit going on here.
Yeah, Taco Bell Caligula.
Also to watch your wife have sex and the first thing you think of is, let me grab my guacamole bowl.
Exactly. Ran outside in outrage and was like, my guac! But also, I get it.
Listen, it's expensive.
I know.
Let me,
guacamole is that extra.
And that bowl, I don't know where she got it from or they got it from. Like, I get it. I ain't mad at that.
I mean, what's your favorite bathhouse? Taco Bell. What? Yeah. Oh, it's over in San Pedro, California.
Yeah. Look for the one with the wrapping paper on the windows. Yeah. Mm,
really exclusive. Pick a safe word. Mine's Gordita.
Mine's Adriana.
Oh, but I mean,
get out of here. Would you snitch if you were there? If you were at that party?
I wouldn't talk about this to the grave until fucking that queen is walking down to my casket. And then I'm like, Taco Bell. And then that's it. That's my last words. No, I'm not telling people that I went to a Taco Bell sex orgy, let alone Taco Bell. That is my darkness. That is my secret.
Like, so, Justin, what'd you do for Thanksgiving? Oh, nothing.
I went home and I made scalloped potatoes from Mr. Farms.
Jeff Lewis loved it.
Did we hit, I swear. Was that it? Yeah, why? What'd you hear?
Whatever they say, it wasn't me.
Yeah, no. Every time I hear a bell, I'm like, so fucked up. But like, also get it. You know what?
Listen.
Do it. What else is there to do in that town?
That's Los Angeles.
You know what? Who hasn't put vodka in a Baja Fresh? You know? I'm doing it right now.
While getting fucked up the ass. Absolutely.
I mean, come on.
It's a tomato, Tuesday. Tomato.
All right. We got a couple more stories.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did you watch
Five
Nights at Freddy's?
I haven't.
It's cute.
It's cute?
Yeah.
I didn't play the video game, so I'm like, this probably isn't for me.
But I did do this as a child. Chuck E. Cheese, which was formerly Showbiz Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Showbiz Pizza was terrifying.
Okay, historian.
This was actually... No, this is Chuck E. Cheese, but Showbiz Pizza was even more terrifying. So like when I was...
This?
Yes.
I don't know, girl. What?
Yeah, so Five Nights at Freddy's kind of like blew up over...
What the fuck are these things?
They're animatronic animals.
No, but like, what is that? That thing in the middle, the grimace looking thing?
Yeah,
what the fuck is that?
That is like a dog magician.
That's a dog?
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
In what world?
This North Texas-based Chuck E. Cheese is lowering the final curtain on its iconic animatronic band. I know, dead in the eyes.
Look,
the kid favorite restaurant group is taking them out of every venue in the country, except... For one.
Where?
I'll tell you. You're going to be surprised. The animatronic characters and their band were a part of the childhoods of several generations. Children and adults across the country might recall attending birthday parties at either Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz Pizza Place, depending on where they grew up and how old they are. Yes. So when I was in Tennessee as a kid, my grandpa would take me to Showbiz Pizza, and it was even more terrifying.
But did they have the... Chuck E. Cheese and the other animals?
No, Chuck E. Cheese was like a different...
Oh.
That was like a spinoff of Showbiz. So Showbiz was like the gorilla. There was like a gorilla keyboard player. And then this is kind of one of those moments as a kid when I knew I was gay. They had her name was Mitzi Mouse, and she had pom-poms, and she would like, she had pigtails, and she was like in the band, and I was like, I love her.
I see you.
I see her. Oh, she's the best.
I see.
So they're doing this because of the... flack that Five Nights at Freddy's got because it was the same kind of thing, like this childhood restaurant and these animatronic animals. So now they're like, you know what? Let's scrap the animatronics.
Really?
Yes. So CEC Entertainment announced earlier this month that all the animatronic bands were being retired at almost all of the more than 550 venues nationwide. Aww. But only one robot band will remain at a location in California near Los Angeles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, the announcement comes weeks after the release of Five Nights at Freddy's, a horror movie featuring similar animatronic puppets. Mm. So, yeah. I'm wondering if you can...
Where?
Yeah, so this was like from the movie. Though Chuck E. Cheese is saying goodbye to its animatronic bands, the Irving-based chain plans to upgrade its venues over the next few years. They will see new technology, interactive dance floors, kid-focused arcade games, and a new trampoline zone in some locations. Some of them are terrifying.
Chaotic. It just seems so chaotic.
Can you Google Showbiz Pizza animatronics?
I hate animatronics.
They're weird.
They're so scary.
And like the gorilla, like when the show was over, like the eyes would glow red and the curtain would close.
This is for children.
So that was Mitzi. I loved her.
That's the thing that you were living for?
Mm-hmm.
Justin.
Well, she's missing an eye there.
Justin, that's the thing that you were like, yes.
Look at her now. Look at her in the far right. That's what she looked like.
Justin, that's still scary. No wonder you made that demonic ass wreath earlier.
I know. But look, you're see that? Okay, bear. So there's the bear.
This is like the country jam.
Yeah, it was called thing. It was called the...
That's the gorilla.
Yeah, the gorilla. Like, that's like... There was a little dog drummer. There this was a guy demonic. With a puppet. And in Five Nights at Freddy's, there's a guy with... Like, one of the animatronics has like a little handheld... puppet
thing.
Oh,
so this is what they were going for.
So, yeah, and like...
Okay, I'm sorry. This is some chaotic... Why is there a cheerleader in this rock group?
Why not?
What does she do?
She sang and had the pom-poms.
It's just like, what was the theme of this group?
It's
like,
Rockefeller explosion. A rock-a-fire, something like that.
I don't...
And like, there was a wolf, a dog that went to Mars and he played the drums, like a polar bear beach... like Jimmy Buffett, the Hillbilly.
Like, if this was a band, I'm like, what? What the hell?
It
like
was the original Spice Girls.
Yeah, I'm cheerleader Spice.
Yeah, and then like you had like the big gorilla who played the keyboard. Yeah, it was
the
terrifying.
Gorilla is creepy as hell. They're all scary.
Mm-hmm. And so this movie ruined it, but very very like childhood drama. Good childhood trauma.
This is scary.
Delicious.
Are the kids okay?
I mean, I'm doing this now. I turned out fine. All right. We have time for one more story.
Oh, my gosh.
Hidden Valley Ranch. My favorite. Best thing to put on pizza.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is collaborating with itself. In a bizarre new bottle release.
Huh?
Collabing. Ranch on
with
Ranch.
With itself.
Ranch X Ranch.
Who does that? That
Hidden is some... Valley. Hidden Valley and nudists.
Mm-hmm.
There are nudists in Hidden Valley Ranch. That's where they go. They put their loofahs on the door. They call it a day. Put a key in the bowl. You know, and they are collaborating with themselves. Hidden Valley Ranch has fans reaching for the dressing-scented smelling salts after announcing a savory new collab, this time with the only brand as serious about flavors they are, Hidden Valley Ranch.
No.
Together with themselves.
I don't get that.
Hold on, wait for it.
They're making collab with Hold themselves.
Hold on. The brand is releasing Double Ranch.
Oh, my God.
Features double the herbs, double the spices, double the flavor, and yes, even double the bottles.
What that mean?
We love the excitement of drop culture and look to bring that excitement to our ranch fans.
Oh, my God.
This guy, director at Hidden Valley Ranch, said in a statement, our HVR X HVR.
This is stupid. This is literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Ranch on Ranch collab. Shows just how serious we are about our ranch flavor. There's nothing ranchier than the double herbs, double spices, and the double ranch.
Did you just have a stroke? Mm-hmm. This feels insane.
Oh, just wait till you see the bottle.
No! No. No, Justin. Fake. Fake. Fake news. This is not real.
It is two bottles of ranch. Fused together to form an X.
Oh my God, I hate this so
much. It's the collab we didn't know we needed. Turns out people can't wait to get their hands on this oddly shaped bottle.
Who?
Nicki Minaj. Just one celebrity who liked the brand's post.
Damn it.
She said, the only thing I've ever cared about. Sign me up. Tie me down. Douse me in it. Another quipped. I want to be double ranch, someone exclaimed.
No, you don't.
Look.
This is so dumb.
It's.
What? This is not. No.
Double.
The no.
Penetration.
You want to get DR'd tonight? You want to get double ranched tonight? You want to collab? No. You want to collab? Baby?
You want to collab?
You want to collab?
You want to collab with my ranch?
Who's my ranch daddy? Who's my ranch daddy? Yeah, ranch all over me. Douse me with it. Ranch on my back. Ranch me. Ranch me.
It's awful.
You sounded like a minion just then.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I did. That was kind of disturbing. Sorry. But look at the box. Like, even the box is kind of like.
What is that? I do like the bucket hat. I will say one of my biggest regrets ever in my entire life is.
Being here.
Bye. Is Hidden Valley had a collab with Crocs, and I love Crocs. I'm a Croc head.
Yeah.
And they were giving, they had a limited edition Hidden Valley Ranch Crocs. And this is while I was shooting season one of Minx, and I told everyone that I was going to put my name for it, and I didn't get them. I didn't qualify. And then one of the wardrobe people who was like, oh, this will be funny, I guess, ended up getting them. And I was so jealous because I was like, I told you about this and you didn't care. And you ended up getting them and I didn't. I was so mad. But this is mental. This is ridiculous.
That sounds like a bitch. I'm sorry. HVR. You can get your collab only through Snapchat.
No.
Yes.
No.
Which makes sense.
Wait, how, what?
Well, fans simply have to navigate their way to the Hidden Valley Ranch page, find the custom Snapchat lens, and hold it up to any X they see for a buy now feature to appear.
Justin, I'm so tired.
I know. I'm exhausted.
What is going on?
I don't know.
This world.
I know. I don't know.
Only it's, through Snapchat?
Doesn't
Who has Snapchat?
People. I don't know. I'm never on it. I'm never on it because I get freaked out.
Freaked out for about what?
Just red bubbles and blue bubbles. I don't like it. I don't know what I'm clicking on. I don't like it. Nope. Nope. I don't like it.
Mm-mm. What does that mean,
the kids
red
are
bubble?
Not all right. Not all right.
If there's a takeaway from this episode, is that the kids are not all right. Yeah.
Also, why do we need dressing only fans? I don't understand. Like, what are we going to get? We have Ranch as an X, rated X. What are we going to get? Thousand Island, like
69,000.
Yeah, 69,000 Island, blue cheese. Yes, please. Like, what are we going to get?
You're giving them all the ideas.
I know. Subscribe. Okay. All right. Well, Oscar, thank you so much
for
being
here. Oh my God, Justin.
Please tell everyone where they can find you, follow you. Plug your show because we can now.
Yes.
Watch it on Stars. Go for it. It's all you.
Watch Minx. Season 1 and 2 available on Stars. You can follow me at Ozzymo, OZZYMO on Instagram and X, I guess. And also watch Dix the Musical, a 24 musical comedy. I'm in it. So.
Oh, yeah. I have to still watch that
one. It's really fun.
Okay, perfect.
It's really fun completely demented. It's insane.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
What a treat.
I'm glad you were here. I will be at 3E's Comedy Club in Colorado Springs on Friday and Saturday. 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday. Go to their website, buy tickets, please. I'd love to see you if you're in the Colorado Springs area. And follow me on Instagram. Follow the Just Sayin' Facebook group. It's really fun. I just started the Patreon, so there's stuff up there. There'll be more content only available for you guys. And listen and rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. Watch this on YouTube. And as always, we'll see you next time on Just Sayin'. Bye.